Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Sabres. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
My first guest is a London-based singer who has been wowing us with her musical talent with every single release. She's dropped a perfect track for Women's Day. It's called Kuri Memin. And to talk all about it, give it up for Avina Shah.
Avina. Hey, Akshay. How's it going?
It's all good. You know, we were just talking off air there. You know, it's been a little while, man, but you've been a busy, busy, busy bee, Avina.
I know, it's been crazy. The past few months have been mental, but all good, all good.
But first and foremost, you know, it was your birthday last Saturday. So happy belated birthday for your birthday. You know, I saw, you know, because I follow you on social media, you know, I saw you just having the party of a lifetime up in Dubai, man.
It was so fun. I went with my whole family. We had a great time in Dubai. A lot of my friends were there and my whole family. So we had loads of fun. Like, I love Dubai. I had a really good time. So, yeah, awesome.
And well, Jill, you know, you spent 48 hours in my favorite destination in Mumbai. And I know you hadn't been Mumbai in a little while. And, you know, you were saying how much it's changed.
I know, like Mumbai is like my second home, but I haven't had a chance to go there because it's been COVID. So it's been almost 4 years since I've been to Mumbai. And I used to go all the time. I'd go about 4 or 5 times a year to Mumbai. So it's like my second home. I just love it so much. So this was the longest time that I haven't been to India because I go every year. And 3 years away from India, it changes so much every year. So it's changed so much as well. I was just craving to go, to be honest, you know, just smell that Mumbai air and just drive around in the rickshaws and eat the street food. It's just one of those things that you kind of just, when your soul is part of it, you just have to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Avina, I hear you because, you know what, I'm just so connected to Mumbai as well. You know, to India in general, I absolutely love it. And you know what, I can't wait to go back. And I think that's in the cards for me real soon, 100%. But I've got to ask you, right? But I've got to ask you, Avina, right? You know, you were having a bit of a pamper session in Mumbai. What the heck was that person doing to your feet? It was like they were painting it with plaster of Paris. What was that all about?
I know everyone asked me. I posted that on my stories, and everyone was like, "What are you doing to your feet?" No, it's basically it was. I told them I wanted a pedicure, right? And I just wanted I wanted the nicest pedicure that they can do because. I just, you know, in Mumbai, this is the first thing I do. I go and get a pedicure. I get my nails done, you know. I go straight to the salon.
Of course, let's get our parties, right?
Yeah. It's just the, you know, this is one of my standard ritual when I land in India. And so I go, just give me the best pedicure you got. And then they said, oh, we've got this pedicure where they soften your feet. So they were putting some mask on my feet where that makes it really soft and smooth. And, you know, so I was like, yeah, just. Do it all, you know, go for it. Like, but it was good. It was great. Like, very relaxing time. And yeah, you should try it when you're out there.
Do you know what? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna find out where you went. You know, we'll talk off air afterwards, and you can recommend that. I'll go and have that mask thing on my foot, and we'll compare notes next time we speak.
Yeah.
But listen, Avina. If you're not jet setting around the world, right? You know. You know, you're quite the entrepreneur because not only, you know, have you got this brand called Faces by Avina, but, you know, you've turned into a bit of a Bob the Builder and you're doing refurb projects. Seriously, Avina.
Seriously, I've literally become a builder. You will not believe how much my life has changed in the past 6 months. Honestly, it was like a turnaround. I took on this because I'm very creative as a person. I love interior design. I love like getting really involved in furniture and painting, decorating and all of that. But I never knew anything about building work. Do you know what I mean? Huh. So I had a really crazy experience. I got a builder and everyone warned me like, you don't know this builder. you're going with this builder. Is he good? Is he not? Everything started out really well. And then it kind of went a bit south. And I had to learn all about building work. I had to learn about plumbing, electrics, painting, decorating, carpentry. And you know what? I love it. I love interior design and I love building. I want to do more of it.
There we go. So all the listeners listening right now, if you need anything doing a wall knockdown, a loft conversion, an extension, Avina is your girl. She'll sort it out. Yeah. And the other venture that you're involved in is Faces by Avina. Talk to me about that. What is this all about?
So hair, makeup, and all things beauty has just been a really big part of my life from a really young age. I started doing hair and makeup on people from like the age of 12. I sort of learned it in India. I learned the skills and I got my first bride ready when I was 14 years old. So it's something I started doing from a really young age. And I've got hundreds of brides ready over the years. And I've trained a lot of makeup artists to sort of do this as a career because it's a really good career for people to get involved in, and you know, all women and like men as well, like we love beauty and everything, right? So and more recently I've got involved in another brand called Hair and Graces, which is actually a Leicester based brand, and we're launching some amazing hair products that like are really good for the hair and all things beauty. So check it out, and they're actually a big part of this song as well.
There we go. So she's not only a builder, but, you know, hair and beauty as well. And of course, she sings as well. So that brings us on to the brand new track released on the 8th of March, the perfect track for Women's Day. So let's get into it, Avina, man. How did this track come together? The collaboration with your good friend, Ellie Ovram. Talk to me.
Well, me and Ellie are very good friends and we both have a strong opinion on female empowerment. It's all about women supporting each other. And, you know, if you stand together, there's so much that you can achieve, you know, women and inspiring each other to be the best version of yourself. So I had a song that I was doing. It's called Guri Memin. And it's just about being a strong, independent woman, you know, loving yourself. That's what it's all about. It's about truly believing that you're beautiful just the way you are and inner self-love, which is actually really important in everyone's life, I think, to have self-love. And I know Ellie's like a really big believer of self-love. And so when I played her the song, and also she's a very well-known actress and super talented dancer and everything, but not a lot of people know just how talented she is in singing as well. And I've always heard her sing and I just, you know, I think that everyone sort of needs to see her amazing talent. So I was like, Ellie, you got to sing in this song. And she loved the song and she jumped on it. She wanted to write the lyrics as well. She goes, I'm going to do this song as long as I write the lyrics of the song. And she wrote beautiful lyrics, exactly like what she feels inside as well. And we merged the song together and it was all done over lockdown again. So she shot her bits, I shot my bits, and we merged it all together.
Absolutely. And the video is looking amazing. You know, all your videos look so amazing. And, you know, I look at them and I think, you know, Avina's got her hands all over this. You know, you know, you're somebody I know who gets absolutely involved, you know, especially with what, you know, your background with the styling and the look and the hair and the makeup. I bet this video is no different.
Yeah, like I like to keep my, I used to do some like really big shoots and everything with like a big team of people, but sometimes this video was actually a really small, intimate project. We had a small team of people, kept it very simple, and I prefer it that way, to be honest. I like simplicity in videos, and I got really involved in it and it was quite a lot of fun putting it together and very spontaneous shoot. We didn't plan it too much, but it all sort of came together nicely.
Absolutely. And so everybody, I mean, the track is out and you know it's out because I've been just championing it up here at Suburbs Radio, you know, since it's been out. And everybody go check out the video if you haven't done so. You know, Avina and Ellie look absolutely amazing in it. And you know, are you already thinking about the next project, Avina?
Yes, always, always. Always got surprises coming out for everyone. And there's definitely more coming your way. And I will share it with you very soon. You'll be the first to know, actually.
Good, good. You know, and, you know, as you know, a few weeks back, you know, I had the pleasure of speaking to your lovely sister on my show.
Yes, I know.
And, you know,
awesome. I loved the interview. I heard it. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, she's definitely raising the temperature, literally, you know, with what she's doing. And, you know,
I'm so proud of her.
I did ask her, and, you know, she didn't give it too much away, so I'm going to throw it your way. You know, can we see a Shah sister collaboration on the horizon?
100%. Oh, my God, that's long overdue. We've got to do something for sure. Yeah, I'd like to do a little concert with her as well. Like, she's in Singapore, I'm here, so it's going to be hard to coordinate it. Maybe I'm going to have to go down to Singapore, and we're going to put in a little concert for you guys. But yeah, definitely a song as well. There will be something for sure.
Well, we can't wait. And, you know, one thing I always ask you every time you're on my show, Avina, tu chene Gujarati git kya karwani, huh?
I know. Oh my God, Gujarati git mane karbu chhe ekdam. Like, I got to work on my Gujarati a little bit. I've been talking to my ba a lot lately. she's literally the only person I talk to Gujarati with. But I think I should talk to you in Gujarati so I can practice.
I think
Gujarati.
You know what? I'm gonna make a point now from going forward.
Chalo, ame Gujarati ma.
Ha, to apre chene, ame chene apre jyare bhi apre interview kare na, to apre chene apre Gujarati ma jabe karwana. Gujarati ma.
Ha, Gujarati ma interview karwana. થોડું મારે સ્ટમ્બલ ને મિસ્ટેક્સ કરીશ પણ મારે પ્રેક્ટિસ બહુ ફાઇન થાય છે.
I know. My Gujarati is not so amazing, but you know what? We will have a little bit of a practice session, right? Every time me and you.
Yeah. Let's practice it. That was very messy. That
100%. And you know, I'm going to ask you. All right, we're going to switch back to the Punjabi. But has anybody, you know, ever called you sweeto, cuto? No. Baby, has anybody ever called you that?
I mean, if you read some of the comments on my on my social media, I do get called a lot of random names, I'm not gonna lie. But that part of the song was written for me, just so you know.
But it's a great song. You know what, Avina, it's getting a lot of love, which is amazing to see. And I know you're really happy. And now, you know what? Things have changed so much now. You know, it's not just social media now. You've got all these TikToks and all these reels. And, you know, you must be blown away. You know, all these people, you know, doing these little reels and TikToks, you know, to lyrics of the song.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. It's pretty amazing to see, like, different songs capture different audiences. So Groove captured a different type of audience, and like some of my other songs have captured different. But this particular song has captured all the little girls. So I've just got loads of little girls doing dances to the song. There's no guys. Like, no guy has done a reel to the song. It's all really young girls. And it's really cute to see. It's really, really... it's just very rewarding to see that, actually. I find it very cute.
Oh, bless. Avina, we love everything that you do. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, love and support from myself always. And we're going to keep having you back. Do you know what? It's been a little while since you've been on the show, so I ain't going to let you go without hitting us up with a few lines from the new song. Just a couple of lines. I know you ain't that well, so I ain't gonna stress you that much.
That's okay. I'm going to do it for you anyway. But beware, I'm really ill. I've just come back from India, so excuse my voice. But guri mein meena, de apni queena, samajna aava, main vakhra seena, oh guri mein meena. So yeah, there you go. Check out Guri Mein Meen. It's on YouTube, Spotify, and everywhere online. I hope you like it and keep listening and share some reels with us, please. That would be amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was Avina Shah, and this is Guri Mein Meen.